and a sister. And one of his brothers was a San Francisco dentist that we knew very well.
Oh, good.
And then my mother was born in San Francisco. Her name was Ethel Margaret Lewis. Mm-hmm. And her father was born in Texas. And her mother was born in Ireland. And they settled in San Francisco. And we married in 1888.
Oh, yeah. And did they meet in San Francisco?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Do you know how your grandmother got from Ireland to San Francisco?
No, that's another story that we really, my grandmother didn't talk about it much.
Oh. Okay.
I know. As a matter of fact, she never even told us she was born in Ireland until we found this out after she just died.
Oh,
when she was 92 years old. She didn't talk about her background, so we really know very, very little about
mm-hmm.
her.
Did she have any relatives, any sisters or brothers?
Yes, she had cousins.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think she had sisters. No, she didn't have sisters. She had cousins.
Uh-huh. Interesting.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, so, how did they come to Mill Valley, or did you, after you were born, they came to Mill Valley?
Yes, in about... in the early 20s, my grandfather, Willis, bought a couple of properties here in Mill Valley.
Oh.
And one of them was right down the street here. It was, this was then called Cottage Avenue. And because of the Blythedale Hotel being right here, and there were cottages that were built around it. And he bought this little house, or I think he bought the property and had the house built
mm-hmm.
In the early 20s, down at 167.
Was it a summer house?
It was a tiny little house, had two bedrooms,
mm-hmm.
and this is where we lived. This is where my family lived when I was born.
Oh, I see. So your mother had you in San Francisco,
yes.
and you came
yes.
here to Mill Valley.
Right. Oh. Came home to Mill Valley,
uh-huh.
167 West Road, Cottage Avenue.
Uh-huh. Oh.
And then when I was two, they started building the house down on Lincoln and Big Rock. And then we meet them.
You were a pretty house. And you were in that house until you married, is that
yes,
it?
Ben mm-hmm. and I were married there.
Mm-hmm. So they built that house themselves, or they had it built?
yes, Melvin Kleist.
Oh, Melvin Kleist.
He
built a lot of houses around Mill Valley.
Yes, he did.
Was he also the architect, or did he do both?
No, he was not the architect. We had an architect. Mr. Jenkins from Arena.
Oh, yeah. Interesting. And so they came here. What brought them?
My father loved Mill Valley early on,
uh-huh.
and he and a buddy started the Hikers Retreat downtown Mill Valley.
Oh, really?
In the early 1900s.
Mm-hmm. What was the Hikers Retreat?
It was where the hikers used to come in, that were going to hike on the mountain for the weekend,
mm-hmm.
and they'd come over on the ferry boat and the train,
mm-hmm.
but they were all dressed up in their city clothes. So they would go to the Hikers Retreat and rent a locker.
Oh, I see.
And put their city clothes in and
uh-huh.
change into their hiking clothes. And then after their hike, they could come back and take a shower and dress in their
really?
City clothes.
Was that in downtown Mill Valley?
Yes, on Throckmorton. Barry Spitz wrote it up in his Mill Valley book.
Back and look at that.
There's a picture of it.
Oh,
I don't know what year that was. It was in 1911.
Do you know how your mother and dad met?
Yes, they met on a blind date at the Panama Pacific Exposition in 1915.
Yes,
and then they were married in San Francisco in 1917.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Was your father in World War I?
He was called up and the war was over just when he was ready to go.
Oh,
he never had to,
uh-huh.
to go, which was very fortunate.
Mm-hmm. What did your father do for a living?
He went to school, went to college, and he went to law school, and which he had not plan to follow law, but he just wanted the education.
Mm-hmm.
And then he went to work for the California Packing Corporation as a very young man,
mm-hmm.
and he worked up there to, he became a credit manager.
So he what did they pack? Was it?
Del Monte Foods.
Oh, Del Monte Foods.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
My sister and I grew up on Del Monte fruit cocktail and canned peaches.
They're still good.
I guess.
Tell me a little bit about your sister.
My sister, she was 8 years older than me, and she was born in 1919,
mm-hmm.
in San Francisco.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And they used to come over here to Mill Valley before she was of school age and stay in the little house down here on Cottage Avenue for the summer. And then in the winter, they would go back to the city to an apartment.
Oh, really? And her name was Enid.
Her name was Enid.
Mm-hmm.
And then when she started school, they moved over to permanently.
Oh, really? So she went to school locally here in,
yes.
in Mill Valley?
Yes, she went to Miss Nye's little private school for several years down here on Flashdale.
And what schools did you attend?
I went to Summit School. And there was a little private school that I went to for about 2 years called Miss Barrett's.
Oh, really?
Private school. It was up on Oakdale.
Oh.
And Ben went there too.
Oh, really? Right.
And it became a very stressful situation.
Why?
Because Ben and I are both very left-handed, and Miss Barrett would not tolerate left-handed children.
Oh.
And it was just really a bad situation.
So tired.
Our mothers, she was just awful. You know, wrap you over the knuckles with a ruler if you picked up your crayon with your left hand. So our mothers both took us out of Miss Barrett's private school and went to Summit School.
Oh,
mm-hmm. So I went to Summit and then to Old Mill School.
Mm-hmm.
And then graduated from Tallapais Park School,
mm-hmm.
8th grade, in Tam High.
Tam High.
In College of Marin.
Sounds good.
Very Marin.
When you went to, like, Summit or Old Mill, did you come home for lunch?
No. So once in a while, sometimes,
mm-hmm.
but there was a cafeteria downstairs in Summit School.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
And you could have your lunch there.
Oh. Uh-huh. Was there a very big playground there?
Yes, a big one in the back. There was the boys' yard and the girls' yard.
Oh,
so we didn't mix.
The boys' yard probably had all the equipment, and the girls had jump ropes.
That was about it. But we played lots of hopscotch and jump rope.
Uh huh. Do you remember the noon whistle blowing?
Oh, absolutely.
Thought of that, and the kids. I remember coming home for lunch when I went up.
Really?
Yes, when I was probably in first grade.
Yeah.
That seems so strange.
You went, to Park School?
I went to Park.
To Park, yeah.
Home, trudge home for lunch and trudge back.
Well, this was a little bit too far, I guess, for little kids to walk home. You know, our mothers would have to pick us up.
But
we always walked to school.
Always walk.
Oh,
did your mother drive then?
Oh, yeah.
Sure. And you had a car, of course.
We had a car. We had a big old Studebaker.
Oh, Studebaker, really? That's good. Do you remember any special teachers at school? Anybody?
Yes, very. They're very vivid in my mind. Miss Olney was our kindergarten teacher at Summit School.
Mine too.
Really? Okay. And then Miss Callio. Mel Callio was our first grade teacher.
Oh, really?
And there was Mrs. Sporletter and Miss Johnson, who later became my Brownie Scout. No, we weren't Brownie Scouts. We were Campfire Girls, Campfire Girl Leader.
Oh, really? Uh-huh.
And, of course, Mrs. Van Loon was the principal.
Oh.
Very strict.
And this is at Summit School?
At Summit School.
At Summit, mm-hmm.
Yes.
What grades did Summit go to?
I think
probably through fourth.
Through fourth, and then you went down to...
And then we went down to Old Mill School, where Betty Milans was my first teacher down there.
Betty or?
Betty.
Betty, yes.
Betty Milans.
Yes.
Who later taught my children also at Old Mill.
Mrs. Milans.
Well, she was Betty Muller.
Oh.
When she taught me.
Uh-huh.
And then when she married Milans.
Mm-hmm. I think I had her too.
You probably did.
Probably did, yeah. Oh, let's see. Do you remember any classmates?
Oh, well, my oldest and best friend was Carol Budge.
Is she?
Carol Connolly.
Mm-hmm.
She was a year ahead of me,
was she?
But we were best friends all our years
at
grammar school.
Isn't that interesting? Yeah.
I had two best friends, Carol and Ben, and I married Ben.
Oh, gosh, that's marvelous. Any other classmates that you know?
Charlotte Fowler. Charlotte Fowler was a very dear friend.
Oh, yeah. Was her father a doctor?
It was Dr. Fowler.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And there's a whole, well, actually, we have what we call the Summit Bunch, and we still get together once a month for a lunch.
I remember they had a reunion.
We had a reunion. At
my mother went to Summit.
Yes, she did.
And she went to
I remember her coming to the reunion party at Outdoor Art Club.
At the Outdoor Art Club.
Mm-hmm. She had some pictures that she brought.
Did she?
Yes. There's about 12 of us that meet for lunch.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And we all went to Summit School. It was Leslie Hack and Harold Medford and Jean Stocking. So there's a lot that was still
wonderful.
Around.
That's great.
It was kind of fun.
Yeah. What were the schools like then? Were they big classes or?
Yeah.
Were they?
It seemed to me we had about 25 kids in a class.
Mm-hmm.
And we had our funny little desks and inkwells. And oily smelling floors. And the schools had a smell to them. The Summit School did anyway.
Did mm-hmm.
Which I can still remember.
Now I wonder, did they tear that down because the park was built or what? I don't remember. I don't know the history.
I think so. I think that's when, and I guess it has structural problems too, so.
Oh, did it?
It was old. It was awfully old. I can't tell you the dates.
Mm-hmm.
It was built and when it was torn down. I guess it was about, 39, I think it was torn down.
And then you went to CAM?
Went to CAM.
Mm-hmm. Wore middies, did you say?
We wore, yes, absolutely. We had our marvelous uniforms, which we loved.
They were nice.
They were great.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody looked the same, and, you know. It was wartime, so we couldn't get the middies.
Really?
I guess they were all going to the Navy. I don't know.
Well, were they actually Navy middies?
They were white cotton.
White cotton.
Middies mm-hmm. with midi collars.
And did the collars button?
Some of the middies had white collars on them, and you could button your navy blue collar over it with the stripes on it, and your tie, a navy blue tie, and if you were a senior, you wore a red tie.
Oh.
But when the war came along, when we couldn't get the middies anymore, so we could wear white blouses, any color white, or any kind of white blouse, and any kind of sweater.
Uh-huh.
But we had to wear our navy blue skirts, which were wonderful.
Oh, I thought so, too. How about after you graduated from Camel 5C, you said you went to college in Marin?
Yes.
And how did you get up there?
Carpooled.
Oh.
With friends.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Did you work after college?
Yes. I had a summer job over at Crocker Bank in San Francisco.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. And I worked there. And I finally, Ben and I were going to get married, so I didn't go back and finish my final semester up at College of Marin.
Oh.
So I only had a year and a half there, actually.
Oh, okay. What did Ben do?
Ben was born here in Mill Valley,
mm-hmm.
and his family home burned in the mountain fire.
In 1929.
Mm-hmm. And so they moved over to the other side of the canyon. They were renting a big old Victorian over there that burned to the ground a year later.
Oh, really? Now, you say the other side of the canyon. You mean
over on
Cascade
side, uh-huh. Right.
Oh,
and that house burned. So then they moved down to Bigelow and rented a house down there. And this is when we started being good buddies.
Oh, uh-huh.
So they didn't buy again in Mill Valley. They went to Ross and bought a home up there.
So what did you do for fun after school when you were, what did the kids do?
Oh, gosh. We had a wonderful time. We played outside. Mm-hmm. We always seemed to have something to do.
Mm-hmm. Ride bikes and things.
We ride our bicycles and hike and climb trees and just be kind of innovative and seemed we were always
you didn't have organized sports like
no.
Your mom wasn't a soccer mom.
Not my mother. No.
Did you go to the Saturday afternoon matinees at the Sequoia Theater?
Yes. That was always an occasion.
That was fun.
And they had the funny old westerns and everything on Saturday afternoon.
And the cereals,
and it cost you 10 cents to go to the movies, and you were given a nickel for a candy bar at the little candy shop next door.
Fun. They used to give out plates. I remember when I was going with my mother and father, and they'd give out plates on Saturday night.
And you'd hear them drop all during the movies. Do you remember that?
No, I don't know.
Occasionally,
I remember them having
one.
A big a wheel that they spun for certain numbers, and if you had the number, you'd win something. Do you remember that?
Oh, yes. Was that bank night or something?
I've forgotten what they called it, but
some
people, I had a girlfriend whose parents would never fail to go because they always thought they were going to win.
Well, and you could walk to the movies too.
Oh, sure.
You know, at night, if there was, you know, a good family movie, and they were good family movies in those days.
Simpsons.
But we'd walk down to the movies.
Right.
You know,
no fear of the
absolutely not
being out after dark.
No.
And the town sweet shops. Do you remember certain?
Oh, well, Espasti's.
Oh, Espasti's, absolutely.
Yes. And that, you know, that was the place when we went to high school.
Mm-hmm.
When we went to TAM, they had school buses. And they, you know, brought us home, and we'd all congregate at Espasti's after school.
After school.
Yeah. Or after the movies, you went there and had ice cream.
Was the White Mill there? I remember the White Mill.
That was later.
Was that later?
That was later.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
How about the Mountain Railroad? You're too young for the Mountain Railroad. Do you remember that at all?
Yes, I do.
Oh, you do?
Sure.
Oh.
It was when we lived down here on Cottage Avenue, right down the street here.
Oh, it went
right behind our
right
house.
Down here.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And I can remember seeing it go up the canyon. I can remember hearing it.
Oh.
I was very tiny. I was just a baby, but I do remember. I never rode on it because I was too little.
Too little.
But I remember
wonder if that only went on weekends, or was that a daily
trip?
Well,
we had the dinky that went up every day. That was the little car that went up to Lee Street here and picked up the commuters for a nickel when he drove and rode them downtown.
So that was an open car, or
You know, I don't remember what it looked like. You have to look in the railroad book. It's in there.
Uh-huh.
But probably in Barry's book too.
Oh, yeah.
But for a nickel, you could ride the dinghy downtown.
So did your father work in San Francisco?
Yes.
So he commuted.
He always commuted
train and ferry,
which he loved, and Ben's father did too. He always commuted to San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
It was a much more relaxed time.
Mm-hmm.
Much more relaxed.
I remember my aunt and my father also commuted, and my aunt used to play, I guess it was my father who played pinochle or some, you know, they had their group that
they had their
get
little
on
groups, right.
They really enjoyed it.
Well, my father used to walk the decks at night.
Oh, really?
He said he'd be, because he loved to hike, he loved the mountain, he loved the garden, he was an outdoor person, but after sitting in his office all day, and he couldn't wait to get on the ferry boat and just walk
get that fresh air.
Get that wonderful fresh air.
Oh,
yeah. They were great.
They were great.
Yeah. And we always shopped San Francisco, you know, for clothes. That was always a big occasion to go over on the train. And the ferry boat, and then take the streetcars up town to, to the wonderful stores.
Yes, I remember that too. In fact, I had my orthodontist was in the city.
Oh, ours was too. There wasn't one over here, I don't
think.
Yeah.
I went over by myself and went down, I took the bus home, went down to 7th Street all alone and came home.
It was perfectly fine to do that.
I have never feared. I don't know if that was naive, but I don't What stores do you remember in downtown Mill Valley?
In downtown Mill Valley?
You know, I don't remember a clothing store, but...
Well, we had the R&M, was wonderful. That was a marvelous little dress shop.
The Murphy store.
Yes.
And Doug Murphy's men's shop.
And that was a great store.
It was.
That was just, you know, really, and of course we had Mayer's department store when that came in.
Yes.
It was great. But
Albert's.
Right. And the little gift shop downtown, the Tamil Treasure Chest, which was...
Oh, no, I've forgotten where was
that? Was right next door to the R&M. In the Keystone Building.
Oh, really?
Downstairs.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And we had, there were three drug stores downtown.
Rutherford's, Lockwood.
And Sullivan's. Sullivan's was up next to the movie theater.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't remember Sullivan's.
Do you remember the hardware store that was up there, Stokes Hardware Store?
No, I don't. I remember the dime store that was up there by...
Well,
by
where the dime store is, that was before it was a dime store.
Oh.
It was Stokes Hardware Store,
really?
And then right next door was Mr. Sullivan's pharmacy.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
And we had, we had two dime stores. Was that
Yeah, one? Well, one of them was Bill Ross's family. That was up by the Hub Theater.
Oh, yeah, that was...
On Throckmorton.
Uh-huh. And fabric stores, we have fabric stores.
Well, that was later on.
Later.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was later on. Yeah. But I remember, well, like Suey Keys.
Oh, right, Suey Keys.
I mean, that was
Mill Valley Market too. Or was that just Canapa's, or was that?
That was Mill Valley Market.
Mill Valley Market.
And Charlie Quidens, he had a grocery store down, down next to where Wells Fargo is today.
Mm-hmm.
On
But
Mother used to phone Suey Key in the morning, and put in her order, and I would deliver
and
it.
They delivered, huh?
Oh, yes.
Did they have a car? Did they live?
They had a funny old truck.
Oh.
A funny old delivery truck.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there was no charge for that. And, of course, we didn't have refrigerators then, too, so you ordered your food more often.
Oh, I see.
We had ice boxes.
I had ice. Did they deliver ice?
Yeah. You put your sign up in your window.
Oh.
And
so the ice man
would come.
Came around.
Right. And put a chunk of ice in
your face. How long would that last? Would that last a few days? Or?
Yeah, I guess it would.
Mm-hmm.
Because even up at Trinity, up until the last 2 years, we had ice boxes up there.
Oh, really?
And we'd get the big 20-pound cake of ice to put in the ice box. But,
Oh gosh!
And we had, of course, we had the milkman.
Oh yeah.
So things were delivered.
Mm-hmm.
It was great.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you remember any town parades or celebrations? Did we used to have a 4th of July parade?
Not really. I don't recall any.
Okay.
I know 4th of July, we generally packed up with friends and went over to McNair's Beach and had a big picnic over there. That was our big 4th of July. Drive to McNair's.
Uh-huh. Fireworks and all?
Yes, they had fireworks out there. Very, very simple ones, but they were fireworks.
Mm-hmm. Was that a sandy beach or a pebbly?
It was kind of pebbly, but you could swim, you know.
Uh-huh.
It was... not a real sandy beach. It was kind of a pebbly beach.
Mm-hmm. I think it's a popular spot today.
Oh, it's gorgeous out there now.
It doesn't
look like old McNair's. McNair's with their, they had chickens and, oh yeah, it was pretty rustic. But.
Oh, and then further on was China Camp. Did you go out and get shrimp out there?
Yes, we used to do that.
And remember that. How about the, do you remember the building of the Golden Gate Bridge?
Mm-hmm. I do.
And the World's Fair?
And the World's Fair, of course. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Went over many, many times
with
my dad. Uh-huh. And we would, I guess, of course the bridge was open. And we would drive to the city and then take a ferry boat from there over to Treasure Island. And, yeah, I went many times to the fair with my dad.
That was fun, wasn't it?
Yes, mm-hmm. It was great.
I remember certain parts of it.
Yeah. But that's when Mill Valley started to really change, when the bridge came in.
Mm-hmm.
It was, you know, very, very evident that things were not going to be a little quiet.
More cars and...
Yes.
It was just before the war started.
Yes.
Was 37, 38, and 39? Were there a few years?
39, I guess. 39 and...
Just 1 year?
I think it was 2 years.
Uh-huh.
I think in 40.
So
and then the war started in 41.
Uh-huh. Do you remember the war years? And
Very, very much so,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And shortages? And
oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, at high school, it was, we started seeing our, you know, the older boys, the seniors going off to war. And
well, they wouldn't go off before they graduated, would they?
No. Well, some of them did.
Oh, did they?
Some of them did leave and go into the service.
Had permission to?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
And we lost a lot of friends, a lot of school buddies.
Really?
In the war.
Mm-hmm. And how do you remember the blackouts?
Oh, yes. Yeah, my dad.
Curtains on the window.
Our dad was an air raid warden in the neighborhood,
mm-hmm.
And we had one room that was the blackout room.
Oh.
With blackout curtains.
Mm-hmm.
And so if the alert came, that's where we would all go.
Mm-hmm. And the coupon books?
The coupon, all the rationing.
Uh-huh.
And of course, canned goods were. were rationed during the war.
Were
they? Oh, sure. But my dad, being with Del Monte, used to bring home these cases of dents.
Oh, dented cases.
The cans were dented, so they couldn't sell them to the stores. So employees would get them.
Uh-huh.
So we kind of grew up on lots of cans.
Peaches and canned beans and things.
Right.
Well, wasn't so bad.
No, except I don't buy them today. We got our fill of them.
Yeah. Every now and then, canned peach is good.
Yeah, every once in a while, canned peach tastes good. But some of the others I can do without.
Did you have a vegetable garden, a victory garden?
Yes, my father had grew vegetables in the backyard. And it was a very different time. And, of course, the gasoline rationing,
mm-hmm.
We didn't go places.
Mm-hmm.
And we, of course, the people here in Marin County and in the United States, we didn't feel the effects of war like other countries did. But it was just a very frightening time,
mm-hmm.
to be living through.
And in school, did you have drills?
We had drills.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was in high school, I worked at Crocker Bank in the summers over there, and I was there when the war ended. Which was a very exciting time. Where the bank was downtown, and the parades would come up Market Street, and it was very exciting,
mm-hmm.
very wonderful time.
I remember
kind of fun to be there and be part of that.
Right. I also remember when the fleet came in. Do you remember when the fleet came in? I was in high school then. I don't know why, I guess it was the Pacific Fleet,
yeah.
They came underneath the Golden Gate Bridge
What year would this be?
Well, I think it was about 19, It had to be after the war. Was it 45, 46? I was a freshman in high school.
Okay.
The end of 45.
Yeah.
Or 40, early 46.
I remember when I came in, but I don't remember when it was.
Yeah. The whole school went over to see the fleet all on the Golden Gate Bridge.
Oh.
The whole school, I remember being on the back of a big truck. And all these kids were piled in.
Remember
any accidents happening, but it was pretty exciting seeing all one ship after another come in, different sized ships.
San Francisco was a very exciting port, you know.
Oh,
there was a lot
major.
More. Yeah, mm-hmm. A major port and a lot of activity.
Do you remember marine ships being built?
Yes, very much so.
Mm-hmm.
And as a matter of fact, my sister dropped out of school at that point. She was in college.
Oh,
and
really?
She went to work. Friendship.
Oh, did she really?
During the war years.
Oh.
So she was down there for a lot of the launchings and so forth.
Oh. It was really amazing how quickly they built those ships.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I guess she had graduated from college. I think she was already teaching.
Oh, really?
And she took a couple of years off and worked at Friendship.
Well, it went 24 hours a day, didn't it?
Right.
Just have one shift after another.
Yes, and there was quite an influx of students at Tao at that time, too, that, you know, their families had moved in to Sausalito and to Marin City.
Did they build Marin City about the same time to provide housing?
That was housing for Marin Ship, for the workers.
Temporary housing that lasted about 40 years.
Right. Absolutely.
Oh, so the climate of CAM must have, of Tamalpais High School must have changed.
It changed. It changed quite a bit at that point.
Uh-huh.
And, the war years were very different around here because we weren't as free, you know, with gas rationing. We were able to still do things. People would save up and we would carpool and so forth.
Your family do on vacations normally?
Our spot that our family always went to was Old Etna Springs up in the Pope Valley.
Oh, really?
And we went there every summer for years and years
years. Did you have a house there? Or
no,
did you
it was
rent?
An old resort.
Oh, it was a resort.
A wonderful old resort.
Uh-huh.
Where they cooked all your food for you and made your beds and they had these marvelous cottages and they had horseback riding and golf and it was just a beautiful big swimming pool and it was just a very relaxing, nice place to go. And my mother loved it, of course, because she didn't have to do anything for 2 weeks. So that's where they didn't like traveling. They weren't world travelers.
Well, times have changed, people.
Yes, they have.
Didn't travel as much in those days.
No, they didn't.
No.
But that was our spot.
Oh, that's wonderful. And when did you learn how to drive? You said your mother drove when she was, when you were...
I learned to drive when I was, 18,
19. Mm-hmm. Who taught you?
Ben.
Oh, did he really?
Yes.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, he was back, and so... He was in the Maritime Service.
Oh, where he?
Oh. So when he came back to Ross, where his family were living, and anyway, he taught me how to drive.
Oh, isn't that nice?
Yes.
That's wonderful. How many years have you been married?
51. This year.
Oh,
yes.
Really? The last year was the big 50.
We had our big 50 up at Trinity Alps.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And our son came down from Spokane with his family, and our daughter with her family.
Oh, that was nice.
Relatives from New Jersey, and I think there were 15 of us there for a week altogether.
Oh,
so that was our big 50th.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
You still go out to Stinson Beach, do you, with your friends?
Yes.
You've done that for a long time, too, haven't you?
This is our group that we went to high school with, Tam and I.
Oh, really?
And we're known as the Dirty Dozen, six couples, and we all married the people we went with in high school.
Oh, that's really wonderful.
Nobody is divorced, six couples.
Really?
And one couple, one of the gals died last year. She was the first one.
Mm-hmm.
And but anyway, we rent this big house over at Stinson Beach every year.
Same house?
Every
really?
Year. We've been doing that now for 16, 17 years.
Oh, that's great.
And they come from all over.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
They're not all living in the...
No, we're the only ones in Marin County as we're at that now.
Mm-hmm.
There's one in Healdsburg, and one couple in Petaluma, one in Ukiah, and one in Los Altos Hills.
Oh, really? So they're scattered.
But we all went to TAM together.
Oh.
So we're kind of a unique group.
Mm-hmm. Have you had reunions, high school reunions?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We had our big 50.
Did you?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, that's fun.
And we had the first big one we had, I guess, was the 40th, and they incorporated all the war years.
Oh. Uh-huh.
And that's several hundred, about 600 people.
Where do they hold that?
Peacock.
They can handle a lot of people.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, but fun.
Yeah, it is fun.
Yeah. We're having our 50th this year.
Are you really?
Yes, working on it right now. Back to the war years, do you remember the Japanese families that lived here in Mill Valley that were moved out?
Yeah, yeah.
I remember
them very well.
Mm-hmm. So sad.
That was a very sad situation to see them just, you know, go and lose everything
right.
they had.
I remember Akio Shimashita, do you remember? They had the a place down there where the ice cream place is it Swenson's Ice Cream down there?
Baskin-Robbins. Baskin-Robbins.
Mm-hmm. They owned that property down there.
Right.
I believe.
And with the Shibatas, Akiko Shibata, she went all through school with me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And she's living back here in the valley.
Did she come back?
Mm-hmm. But that was a very, very upsetting time, because they were our friends. They
mm-hmm.
went to school with us.
Right.
Shame.
Did you use the town services, like the doctors and dentists and things?
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you said you went to your orthodontist again.
Yes. And then my dad's brother, he took care of our teeth many years in San Francisco.
Uh-huh. But the doctors were here in town.
But we had them here in town.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, as a matter of fact, Wilson Goddard was my doctor from the time I was 4 years old.
Oh, right.
And he was just a marvelous doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Delivered both my children then down the line.
Really was a... general
a family doctor.
Uh-huh.
Oh, and he'd made house calls.
Oh,
well, Bud Ortman was talking about him at the program. Wilson Goddard was so great, what he would do.
Mm-hmm.
There was one point when I was about about eight, and I was sick in bed for weeks. And he couldn't figure out what was wrong with it. And he would stop in every morning.
Really?
Just to check me out and look for symptoms and so forth.
Oh, really?
Did
they ever find out what
was? Yes, he did. He said, you know, I think maybe it's a tooth. And he brought in a dentist. And it was an infected tooth.
Oh, making me just...
And, terribly ill.
Oh.
So, anyway, they pulled the tooth. And I was up and out, but he stayed with it until he diagnosed it, which that was the kind of a doctor he was.
Uh-huh. Yes, he was wonderful. Tell me more about your family now. You said you met Ben as a young girl. Did you keep track of him when he was in Ross during those years?
Yes, because our mothers were friends, too.
Oh, I see. Uh-huh.
And as a matter of fact, yes, we did. And we used to go to the Ross Assemblies, was a dancing class.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. And Ben was there,
mm-hmm.
so we, you know, became acquainted again,
mm-hmm.
and through high school, too. But, yes, we did keep in touch when
mm-hmm.
he was up in Ross.
Well, he has quite a history here in Mill Valley, too, doesn't he?
He has a history here in
Mill Valley. Warner Canyon. And
yes, his grandparents owned the Warner Canyon.
Mm-hmm. What did they do with that Warner Canyon? I mean, was it a farm up there, an orchard?
They put orchards in there, and they mm-hmm. built a little summer cabin, mm-hmm. and they had put up tents. And his grandfather was a San Francisco dentist.
Mm-hmm.
And they would come over here and spend summers. They'd spend the whole summer in Warner Canyon with horses, and their horse and buggy, as a matter of fact.
Oh, I remember seeing pictures. And yes. I think I read that, did they move here after the earthquake?
After the earthquake, that's mm-hmm. when they came over here.
1906 earthquake.
Right. Mm-hmm. And then after the war, the canyon was owned by Ben's mother and his uncle and his aunt, mm-hmm. and none of them wanted to develop it or do anything with it, so they sold mm-hmm. the entire canyon for some ridiculous price, like $18,000.
Really? Yeah. Well, I guess part of the golf club is
it goes right up to the Warner property.
Oh, it does go right
yes.
up there.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
Or I remember there being redwood trees up in there.
Oh, yes.
It was lovely.
We still hike back up in there.
Do you?
Yeah. And there were some old
olive
trees way back. So you can
still continue to go up to
Yeah, there's a fire trail. You go back, drive back through
oh, really?
Warner Canyon and go up to the top. And there's a fire trail there that you can
mm-hmm.
walk up to the top of the ridge.
Uh-huh.
Which they now call Warner Ridge.
Uh-huh. Do you know where the name came from, Warner?
Well, that was his grandfather,
oh.
Dr. Alexander Warner.
Oh, I see. Oh, okay. Be interesting to find out how, when he bought that and...
Oh, that's all down at the history room.
In the history room.
Yes.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, one of the reviews one year...
I had that review.
When we did Warner Canyon.
Mm-hmm.
It's in there. And yeah. I don't remember the dates and so forth mm-hmm. when they bought it.
Oh.
But then they got, I think, 60 acres additional just for back taxes on it.
Oh.
Which, so it was a couple of hundred acres that mm-hmm. they owned in there, which they sold the whole thing to Scott.
Oh,
that's right. Scott Highlands.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Our campfire girl troop used to, well, all and the Boy Scouts, they used to go out there and have picnics
mm-hmm.
out of Warner Canyon.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about your children.
My children?
Yes.
We moved up here to the canyon, back to Blythedale. Let's see, Ben and I are married. Let's start with when
okay.
we got married.
Sure.
We got married in 1948,
mm-hmm.
and we moved to Belvedere. We had a wonderful apartment over there for three or four years
mm-hmm.
up on Belvedere Island.
Oh.
It was just a marvelous apartment that we paid $50 a month for.
Oh, really?
Okay. And it was up 98 stairs, so it was just a wonderful place to start married life.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I
got... Was there a ferry from Belvedere to San Francisco?
No, at that point Ben was commuting Greyhound bus.
Oh.
No, they'd taken all the ferries off by then.
Oh, I see. Uh-huh.
That
was
came later.
So it was to the highway and then...
Oh, it was terrible. He used to have to get a 6 o'clock in the morning bus.
Oh, really?
Because there were very few of them went out.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
I think Connect and Marin City. And
oh, yeah.
It was a long, long haul.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, we did move back to Mill Valley then.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a nice little flat down on Mountain View Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
Were for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then Nancy, our daughter, was born in 1952.
Mm-hmm.
And when she was 2 or 3 years old, 1955, we moved up here to where we are right now.
Oh.
And we've been here ever since.
Uh-huh.
The house was not for sale. It was the old Gunbach house. And she was very ill. And so the family were renting, had it for rent. So we rented it.
Oh.
And after she died, we had first option to buy it, which
oh.
we did, because
mm-hmm.
we kind of felt at home here.
Mm-hmm.
And no regrets with that. It's been
right.
a marvelous neighborhood for
oh,
the kid.
Lovely kid.
And then in 1957, we had our son, Ben III.
Mm-hmm.
So the kids were raised here in the neighborhood with loads of children.
Oh, wonderful.
It was just great.
Now, Nancy, tell us about Nancy now.
Nancy is, she went into Forest Service, and she is working for the Inyo National Forest. She's over in Bishop with her husband, who is in charge of the ancient Bristlecone Pine Forest. And they have two little boys.
Mm-hmm. How old are they now?
The boys are now 9 and 11. And then our son moved to Spokane. He went up there to college and never came home.
Oh, really?
So he married, and he has one child.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, they're fairly close. At least they're on the West Coast.
At least they're on the West Coast.
Right. Tell me, do you have about your hobbies? Do you have any special interests?
Well, of course, I love my Historical Society.
Yes.
I got very involved in that, which
many
I was for many years, for about 12 years I was on board, and did the membership, and just, I still love the Historical Society, and I'm a docent down at the library. And I love my garden, and I like fishing and hiking.
That's great.
And earlier years, I played tennis.
Did you?
I played a lot of tennis.
Mm-hmm.
Gave that up a few years ago.
Well, good.
But unlike my sister, I don't play bridge.
Yes, you should. She was a great bridge
player. I know she was.
So was
my mother.
Oh, my mother.
That's how
Enid learned how to play.
Yes.
Yeah,
mother was a great bridge player.
And when did they buy that house there and move into next door? I'm talking about.
Well, my father died right after Ben and I were married, 1948.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And at a very young age, he was only 57 years old.
That was young.
Yeah. And mother and my sister stayed on at the house down on Lincoln, which was a big house.
Mm-hmm.
And it was more house than Ben and I wanted, and you know, so but she loved it, and she stayed on because she loved her garden, and it was still not too big for her to take care of.
And Enid was teaching.
And my sister was teaching.
Mm-hmm.
And so down the line, this cute house next door to us came on the market. And I thought, gosh, it would be just the perfect house for them. Because it was all on one level, and mother was getting older, and had two bedrooms and two bathrooms. It was, just seemed pretty ideal.
Mm-hmm.
So I called her and told her to come up and take a look at it. And she said, well, let me talk to Ben first. And so she talked to Ben and said, how would you feel about having your mother-in-law next door?
Really? Uh-huh.
And he said, I think I'd love it.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And so she and my sister came up and looked at it and fell in love with it and bought it.
Oh.
And it was just the best thing that ever happened for all of us.
Because
the kids had grandma next door and their loving aunt. And it was just a very happy, happy situation.
Well, that's wonderful. Yeah. Nice memories.
But very, wonderful memories. Mm-hmm. Wonderful memories.
Right. So how do you feel about Mill Valley today? How has it changed?
Oh, I have very mixed feelings. I just die every time I drive down Miller Avenue or East Blithedale. It's just awful with the traffic.
The traffic is,
yeah.
I think everyone says that, the traffic is just terrible.
It's okay going downtown shopping at Mill Valley Market or wherever.
Mm-hmm. Do you walk to town?
And I go, that's what I love about living here, is I can walk to town. You know, go to the bank or the market or to church or to the library. I can do that on my, you know, by walking, which is a very nice feeling. But and if you go shopping at the right time, you know, you can pick the right time of day, and it's not too bad downtown. But it is very changed.
It is.
I mean, you go downtown, and you never see anybody you ever knew before, and it didn't used to be that way. You knew everybody you saw in town.
I know.
In the simpler times, I can remember as a kid living down in Lincoln, and I'd come home from school, and my mother's friend lived up on the mountain, would have ridden down on her horse, and she would do her show. This was Ada Nostrom. And her husband was a real estate man downtown. So Ada would come down on her horse, and she would do the shopping, and her husband would bring the groceries home. But Ada would come by Mother's on her horse and tie it up on the front fence and come in and have a cup of tea in the afternoon. But many times I came home, and there was the horse out in the front yard.
Oh, gosh.
But, I mean, that's the way it was. Mm-hmm. It was simpler times.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a friend up here in the corner. When I was little, she had horses there, and I'd go up, and we'd ride, you know, on West Blackdale or down on Corte Madera, and there was no traffic, and it was just...
Have you been to downtown Mill Valley in the evening, on any night of the week?
Not if I can help it.
It is just booming.
I know
I
it.
I can never get over it.
At Mill Valley used to just, you know, roll up the carpets at... 7 o'clock.
No.
I mean, the movies were going, but now it's just...
It's a very lively place. It's a destination for people to come on weekends.
It's a destination. Mm-hmm. The weekends, I think, are just terrible. I don't go downtown at all on the weekends if I can help it.
Yeah, it's too bad, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it is. But I guess you call it progress? I don't know.
I don't know either.
But I'm glad it was like it was when our children grew up here,
mm-hmm.
because they had a wonderful
mm-hmm.
childhood here with lots of kids, and it was safe, and they play out here in the street. There wasn't the traffic there is now.
Yeah. They probably see a big change, too.
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very much so. That's why they've both moved to smaller communities where it's
quieter.
Much quieter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you'd like to add to, did I miss anything here? Or?
I think you've done a pretty good job there questioning me. After you go home, I'll think of all kinds of things I could have told you.
Well, the fortunate thing about this is that I can always add.
You can always add
to it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Or you can cut things out, too.
Yes.
Right.
Well, thanks so much, Janet, for having me over
to interview.
It's really been fun.
For doing this.
Thanks.
It was fun.
We're going to add one more thing here about the mountain fire that I failed to ask you about.
Well, I was 2 years old, and we were living down here at 167 Cottage Avenue, and it was a very, very hot day. And I remember my sister and I and Millie Erskine, who was our good friend, lived up the hill. We're down, and we were in our swimsuits and going through the sprinklers on the lawn
because mm-hmm.
it was a hot, hot day. And that afternoon, all of a sudden, it became very smoky, and there were fire engines, and the fire bell was ringing. And they were all coming up West Blackdale, which was Cottage Avenue at that point. And it just seemed like an endless stream of trucks and men. And at 2 years old, it just seemed like
mm-hmm.
a very frightening situation.
Mm-hmm.
And we were told to pack up and be ready to go.
Oh, really?
And
was your father at home?
No, our dad was in New York on a business trip. And so Mother threw clothes in the car, in the old Studebaker,
mm-hmm.
and we went down to Sausalito and got in line with all the other cars to go to San Francisco to our grandmother's
auto
house.
Ferry, huh?
Auto ferry, right.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a long wait to get on that ferry boat because there were so many being evacuated to go to San Francisco or to get out of
mm-hmm.
Mill Valley anyway. And so we went over to my grandmother's and stayed there until
really?
The next day when
mm-hmm.
we heard that our house had been saved.
Oh.
And the wind had changed before
mm-hmm.
it came down to West Blythedale Canyon. And our little house was still there, so
oh,
we
really?
Came home. But Ben's family's home, which was over on Level, that went. That was one of the 200
mm-hmm.
homes that went.
Uh-huh.
And my dad picked up a paper in New York that said entire California town burns to the ground.
Oh, my word.
which he finally got a phone call through to my grandmother's and found out that, you know, we were okay, that everything was all right.
So frightening.
So, as I say, it was one, I guess, one of my earliest memories of Mill Valley was the fire.
Oh, gosh. Was there any looting at all? Do you know?
I wouldn't remember. No, I don't think so. Everybody was honest in those days. Those things didn't happen.
Mm-hmm. But it did happen in 1906, the earthquake. They had martial law. They declared
that's right, they
people
did
were shot. They were threatened with being shot if they looted.
If that went on here, I didn't know about it. I was too young.
Mm-hmm.
You
I don't ever remember reading it.
No, I don't either. I don't either. But
so you came back just the next day. The fire went out?
Yes.
It just burned for one day or one
night? We came back in the next few days. Uh-huh. I don't know that we came right back, but we knew that the house was here and everything was all right.
Gosh.
So that's my earliest memory.
Your earliest memory.
My earliest memory.
It's really something. Okay, well, thank you.